It's time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell with Andy Carboni. And yes, the Red Sox season is over. And this is the way so many of them I remember throughout my life, Andy. The season ends and they're in a hunt for a new manager. So it's continuing.
Well, they certainly wasted no time, Bill. On Wednesday of last week, they fired John Farrell after 5 years at the helm, bringing in three AL East titles and a world championship. GM Dave Dombrowski said there was a need for a change. He wasn't really specific as to what the problems were with Farrell in the clubhouse or on-field moves or that type of thing. But the search is on, and he already began his search yesterday interviewing Astros bench coach Alex Cora. And Dombrowski has also asked the Diamondbacks for permission to speak with their bench coach, former Twins manager Ron Gardenhire.
Is there anyone, Andy, that you think is available that they should be considering?
Well, I kind of thought off the top that the leader in the clubhouse, for sake of better words, would be Brad Ausmus, the former Tigers manager who Dombrowski hired in Detroit. Ausmus got fired at the end of the season as well, and Ausmus also interviewed for the Red Sox before they hired Farrell in 2013, so I kind of thought he might be the odds-on favorite. But everyone seems to be the hot topic, hot name right now. It seems to be Alex Cora, the bench coach of the Astros. He played for the Red Sox for a few seasons as well. So we'll have to see how it all plays out. I mean, is there the perfect candidate out there? I don't really see one at this point. I do see a need for a change. Whether the change that they bring in is the right one, we'll have to wait and see. But there are a few other names thrown out there as potential candidates. Giants hitting coach Hensley Mullins, first base coach of the Indians, Sandy Alomar Jr., and also, Kevin Youkilis posted on his Twitter account that he'd like to see Alex Cora get the job, at least get an interview, or also former Red Sox bench coach DeMarlo Hale.
All right. Well, those are some interesting names. Andy, any player notes with the Red Sox?
A couple injury updates. David Price found out by David Dombrowski will not need surgery in the offseason on that left elbow, so he'll come back to spring training ready and raring to go. A decision going to be coming up soon on Dustin Pedroia, whether he's going to have surgery on his left knee. And relief pitcher Robbie Scott had arthroscopic surgery on his left elbow. He's expected to be ready in time for spring training.
All right. Now, let's head right to the rest of the Major League Baseball playoffs. And what are the series statuses right now as we talk?
Well, coming up tonight, Bill, we have Game 3 of the American League Championship Series at Yankee Stadium as the Houston Astros take on the Yankees. The Astros currently lead this best-of-seven series 2-0. Over in the National League, the NLCS will resume tomorrow night in Chicago, the Dodgers and the Cubs. Dodgers lead the best of seven 2-0. Yesterday, the Dodgers had a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth to beat the Cubs 4-1 in Game 2. And in Game 2 on Saturday, the ALCS, the Astros nipped the Yankees 2-1. The note there, Justin Verlander throwing a complete game with 13 strikeouts.
Yeah, I caught the end of that. That's amazing. You know, what a throwback, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Old school, old school.
Andy, anything else to share with us?
Well, we'll let you know, other Major League Baseball note, the Minnesota Twins have given Paul Mullitz, or their manager, a 3-year contract extension. And one note from a National League Division Series game from last week, which I thought was quite interesting. Game between the Cubs and the Nationals in Washington back on Thursday. The longest 9-inning playoff game in Major League Baseball history. 4 hours, 37 minutes.
All right, Andy. And this will be our shortest Baseball Insider of the year. So thanks so much for joining us.
Well, welcome to Bill anytime.
Andy Carboni, the Baseball Insider here on MSO News Sports.